includes us. So this is good news for us too, but nice that the angel bestowed on this newborn baby boy. And I want to talk about how they're embodied in the person of Jesus and how these titles are such good news for us. And the first thing that the angels said about this newborn boy is that he was going to be a savior. The good news of Christmas is that the baby in a manger is a savior. The angels were telling the shepherds that this child born in Bethlehem was going to bring God's salvation to a world in need of saving. And of course, if a person shows up and tells you that you're being rescued, that's only good news if you think that you're in need of rescue, right? So imagine that you're skiing and you fall, and it's a complete yard sale. You lose your skis, you lose your poles, and you're there on the slope, and another skier comes up alongside you, and they tell you, hey, I saw you fall, and I called the ski patrol, you know, and they're bringing the stretcher to bring you down the mountain. How are you going to respond to that news that saviors are coming? Well, it depends on whether or not you're injured. If you're not injured, you're going to probably be embarrassed, and you're going to feel a little insulted, and you're going to say, hey, I don't need to be rescued. I just fell. Just give me a second to get my skis back on. Let me make my way down the mountain. I don't need to be rescued. Why did you call the ski patrol? But if your leg is broken, you're going to respond to that news a little differently, aren't you? If your leg is broken, you're going to say, thank you. I would not have made it down the mountain unless someone came and helped me. So whether or not you receive that good news depends on whether or not you think you're in need of saving. And so really the good news of Christmas, that a Savior has been born to us, is only good news for those who think that they're in need of rescue. So really no one can celebrate a genuine Christmas without being in some sense truly poor. Isn't that what Jesus said? Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The self-sufficient, the proud, those who think they already have everything, those who have no need, even of God, for them, really, there is no good news of Christmas, because Christmas is about God sending us the gift of salvation in the person of a Savior. See, some gifts, by their very nature, require you to swallow your pride. So imagine tomorrow morning, since my wife knows that I love books, imagine that she gives me a book called Overcoming Selfishness. Now, how do you think I'm going to receive that book, that gift? Well, in order to receive that book with gratitude, I'm going to have to admit, I'm going to have to consider that maybe I need that book. Maybe I do need a little help. And so it's going to force me to swallow my pride. And the gift of Jesus Christ is the gift that requires us to swallow our pride more than any other gift, because the gift of Jesus Christ says that the salvation that he accomplished was not salvation from our circumstances, wasn't salvation from the politicians or the billionaires and the corporations, but the salvation that he brought was from our own sins. The angel told Joseph before Jesus was born, "You shall call his name Jesus," which means God saves. "You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." And so the announcement of Christmas is that God loves sinners so much that unto you is born this day a Savior. And the second thing that the angels told the shepherds out there in the field is that unto you is born this day a Savior who is Christ. So the good news of Christmas is that this baby in the manger is the Christ. The angels told the shepherds that the child born in Bethlehem was the fulfillment of an old prophecy. And kids, listen up. This will save you some embarrassment further on down the line. Christ was not Jesus' last name. Okay, so Joseph Christ and Mary Christ did not get married and have Jesus Christ. Christ is a title. Okay, Christ is a title that means Messiah. It's the Greek version of the Hebrew word Messiah. And a long time before Jesus was born, there was another boy born in Bethlehem, and his name was David. And David went on to become the greatest king that Israel ever had. And God gave King David this amazing promise that one day to David would be one of David's descendants, one of his children's 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 children, would be a king who would not just be a king for a short time, but he would reign as king forever and ever, and he would establish a kingdom that would never end. And that future king was given the title, he was known as the Messiah, the Christ. And so the people were waiting with expectation for the Messiah to come. And what the shepherds heard that day in the field was that the wait is over, that the Messiah, the Christ, is finally here. He has been born unto you this day, right over there in Bethlehem. God had finally sent the long-awaited Messiah to save his people. And there were all sorts of expectations, all sorts of ideas that people had about what the Christ would be like and what he would do. And mostly, when Jesus was born, what people wanted from the Christ is they wanted salvation from the Roman Empire, from their oppressors, from their enemies. And that's why, as the life of Jesus unfolded, as he grew up, as he began his public ministry, he didn't really look like what most people were expecting a Christ to look like. He taught people, he fed people, he healed people, he cast out demons. And then at the end of his life, he made the wrong people mad, and he was crucified. And as he was hanging on the cross, some people gathered around, and they made fun of him, and they said, "He saved others, why doesn't he save himself? If you are the Christ, the chosen one of God, why don't you come down from the cross?" You see, they didn't have a category for a crucified Christ. If he couldn't even save himself, how is it that he's supposed to save anyone else? Which is a valid question, but it's a question that missed the point of the kind of salvation Jesus was bringing. Jesus was bringing a salvation that required him not to save himself, because he was bringing a salvation from sin and death, and that would require him to die in our place as our substitute. And so the announcement of Christmas is that this Savior who was born to you is also the Christ who died for you. And yet we also have to go on and finish the story, because the angels said, "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." The Lord. The good news of Christmas is that this baby in the manger is not just a Lord. He's not just a king, but he's the king. He's the Lord. He's God himself. If you were paying attention to any of those songs we were just singing, they strike you with this amazing thought that this baby born in the manger was God. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. Hail the incarnate deity. Pleased as man with men to dwell, Jesus, our Emmanuel, God with us. See, this baby born in the manger is not just any baby. This is God himself becoming human. And that's why the cross wasn't the end of Jesus' story. That's why 3 days later, he rose again. Thousands of people were crucified on Roman crosses. That wasn't unique to Jesus. What was unique to Jesus was that he was the only one who rose again, back to life. And when he rose from the dead, when he ascended into heaven, he sat down at the right hand of God the Father on the throne of David. And so the announcement of Christmas is that this Savior who was born to us is the Christ who died for us, is the Lord who even now reigns over us as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he has promised to return again and make all things new. And so that is why it's good news of great joy, even for us 2,000 years later. And what's it all for? Why was Jesus born? Because the angels didn't only say that Christ was born. What they said was that Christ was born to you. So Jesus was born, and he died, and he rose again for us. Martin Luther, a long time ago, in one of his Christmas sermons, wrote, "Of what benefit would it be to me if Christ had been born 1,000 times, if I were to never hear that he was born for me and was to be my very own?" So why was Christ born? We sang it at the beginning of the service. He was born to raise the sons and daughters of earth. He was born to give us second birth. So the gift of Christmas wasn't given to us so that we could admire it, we could sing about it, we could think about it once a year. The gift of Christmas was given to us to be received by faith. So see to it this Christmas that you make this birth your own, and that Christ is born in you by receiving him by faith. Unto you is born this day a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Let every heart prepare him room, and let heaven and nature sing. So would you join with me in prayer before we end our service? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this gift of a Savior. Thank you for the gift of the long-awaited Messiah. And Lord, we thank you for the gift of a King. Lord, King of kings, Lord of lords, that's who we believe Jesus to be. So Lord, I pray for all of us tonight, Lord, that that announcement would be good news to us. Lord, I pray that you would work in our hearts to make this Christmas not just the giving of gifts to family and just the time to have a day off of work. But Lord, I pray that each one of us would find time over the coming days to really ponder what it means that Christ was born to us. Lord, I pray that you would lead us to embrace him by faith, and that you would send us out like the shepherds, rejoicing and glorifying and praising God for all we have seen and heard. Lord, we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.